It was very difficult being a black transgender person in the movement.
C. Bell was just 14 when the Stonewall riots erupted.
Don't specifically remember hearing about it.
She grew up in Center City and West Oak Lane and could not hide who she was.
If you're extremely effeminate, it's not like you have a closet.
Harassed and bullied as a child, by 16, she joined the Gay Activist Alliance.
It was mostly male. I mean, there were some lesbians, but they were not encouraged to be there. And they definitely did not want transgender people or drag queens or transsexuals.
And reality hit.
I'm a minority within a minority within a minority.
She co-founded Radical Queens in 1973. The feminist group explored the intersection of sexuality and gender identity that left transgender women vulnerable to violence, an issue ignored by the broader gay community.
They actively worked to keep transgender people out of groups, out of legislation.
She took her cause to the media, publishing articles comparing the public outrage over the murders of white gay men to the response to the murders of transgender women of color.
People didn't pay attention to it.
Before I was aware of sex, I knew who I was attracted to.
Originally from Cuba, Adebayo came to Philadelphia in 1962.
Homosexuality was illegal.
Fearing deportation, she used an alias when she joined Daughters of Bilates, a social group for lesbians who met at bars.
Police had the tendency of raiding them.
After a major raid, Bayo and others formed the Homophile Action League to make change. And a year later, after Stonewall,
the attitude changed from "we deserve to have equal rights" to "we demand."
Now in her 80s, Bayo advocates for LGBT seniors. As for C. Bell, the artist works behind the scenes, demanding more inclusion for transgender people.
A lot of people started this movement, and we are all part of it.
Cherry Gregg, KBLW News Radio.